This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is in conversation with British Columbia to get new wolves to bring to Colorado this winter. That's according to CPW Director Jeff Davis at Monday's Colorado Agriculture Review Committee at the State Capitol.
We're in conversations with British Columbia to extend the agreement from last year.
Director Davis also presented that over $3 million has been spent on the program so far. Senator Dylan Roberts of the 8th District pointed out that that's $2.2 million over budget. That means wolves are being prioritized over classrooms and roads.
This seems out of control. And that's just with 10 wolves reintroduced the first year and 15 reintroduced, and with allusions to that we're going to go up to Canada and get 15 more wolves. And they're all going to have pups, and this is going to continue. So $3 million is going to be $10 million in a couple years.
Garfield County Commissioner Perry Will also expressed his frustration.
Promises broken, total program failure, and cruelty to wolves.
Tom Harrington has had recent livestock losses in Pitkin County. He's the most immediate past president of Colorado Cattlemen's Association.
We don't raise them to be compensated when a predator eats them. That's not why we do this. They're our livelihood. They're our lives. That's what I've chosen to do.
There's a lot more on this on our website. Be aware of a new hack and scam that's been hitting some local Steamboat Springs businesses. Carrie Wetlaufer owns Element Print and Design.
Our computers and email were infiltrated. Our contact lists were taken. They sent out emails to our entire contact list with invoices for $1,250. Obviously, it was fake. And since then, we've been getting the same email from our clients in the community. So it's gone beyond Element Print.
Other Steamboat Springs businesses have had the same hack and the same email sent to customers with the same invoice.
Look for the email. Don't trust it. Always call first. Call and ask if it's real. Don't pay the money. Don't click on it. It's always $1,250.
We checked with Steamboat Springs police, and they were told if you're never sure, especially when someone's asking for money, call dispatch. Ask to speak with a deputy. Route County Board of County Commissioners meets this morning. One agenda item is a site plan review for a restaurant in Phippsburg. Steamboat Springs Council meets at 5 o'clock today. The last public hearing for the Mad Rabbits Trails project is on the agenda. Moffat County is going into Stage 1 fire restrictions as of midnight this Thursday. Moffat County has aerial mosquito treatments in Craig and Maybell through Thursday as well. Truck fogging for mosquito mitigation Hayden is today. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KREIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.